here we are. Day three. Welcome back. What do we got here for today? This is from Browery Fulung. Kurt Falls Brow is also on the can. This is their Keller beer. 5% by volume. And they are based out of Plankstadt, Germany. This is a repeat beer. I've had this before in the calendar. Pretty sure I've had it in the last 2 years. But I love Keller beers. I think they're one of those styles that kind of has like fallen to the wayside, I guess. I found some when we lived in Germany, but not many. And it's usually from like the same two or three breweries out there. And they were pretty much traditional. This one isn't true to style, at least according to like the BJCP or even like the Oxford Companion to Beer. And I say that because this is pale in color, like a golden. It looks like a Helles. It looks like an unfiltered Helles. Traditionally, it's more of a Marzen color with some of those amber hues unfiltered, and simply due to the small amount of caramelized malts that are used traditionally in the style. Now the types that I had in Germany were of that color, amber, Marzen like unfiltered, but this particular one, and this is the same as last year too, they've been pale in color, like minimal if no traces of caramelized malts whatsoever. So this from this particular brewery could be a Keller beer from their Helles lager that they make. And they do make a Helles. I think last year I had two beers from this brewery. One of them was the Keller, one was a Helles. And if you're wondering, for those that may not know what a Keller beer is, the direct translation is cellar beer. And according to the Oxford Companion to Beer, it is an unfiltered, unpasteurized, very yeasty, malty lager from Franconia in central Bavaria. It is, says here, an authentic Keller beer should be strongly flavored with aromatic hops and brewed to a Marzen strength of about 5 to 5.3 ABV. More often than not, a Keller beer is deep in amber. Is deep amber in color, perhaps with a reddish tinge, as a result of a good portion of slightly caramelized malt in the grain bill. So like I said, this one is not like that, but doesn't mean it's not right. It just isn't like traditional or true to style. And it has, it's also very, has very little effervescence. So like, it's almost like true cask beer, unless, you know, you pull it from a beer engine. So if you serve this straight out of a cask without a beer engine, it's not very, usually not very effervescent, depending on, of course, how it was handled or conditioned. But if you give it a good, you know, give it a nice swirl, it does provide a nice little, I don't know, quarter inch type of head. And it sticks around. It's, you know, in a nice clean glass, it definitely sticks to the side of the glass. It lingers. The head is nice and frothy. It's bright white. This is actually really good. I did enjoy it last year and or the year before as well. I'm extremely happy I got it again. So this was a winner for today, as opposed to the last 2 days, which were not. The aroma is better, definitely better. There is, considering it is basically young beer, and it's supposed to have very aromatic hops in it, this is there. I do get a little bit of like some breadiness in there. Bread as in the food, not the Brettanomyces Brett. Sorry, I know it sounds very weird over audio, but I'm saying bready as in like bread, or even, you know, again, like cracker. This is why I believe this is their Helles. This is their Helles beer, but just pulled before it's actually truly lagered, and then it's not filtered from this particular brewery. Excuse me, from this particular brewery. So it smells quite good, and then on the flavor, it's. It's very, very like thick, like resiny, not resiny like an IPA resiny, but like it lingers, the mouthfeel sticks around, coats your tongue. It's not, I don't taste any off flavors in this one. It's yeasty. It's not yeasty like a Weiss beer. But you can definitely taste the unfilteredness of it, if that makes any kind of sense. Like, you definitely know it's not as like, it's not as crisp, it's not as clean like a filtered, properly lagered Helles. Yeah, this is a winner today. This is a good one. Not a bad way to end a weekend, as far as beer calendar wise. All right, cool. I think that's a good place to end it. Thank you again for tuning in. Stay tuned for tomorrow, day 4. We start our Monday trek, and very excited. I haven't opened it up yet, so I need to pull it out, let it chill. So yeah, appreciate all of you listening in. I don't know what to say at the end of episodes, so I'm just gonna let the music fade out. All right, tune in tomorrow. Thanks.